I'm broadcasting to you live on CITR 101.9 FM at UBC, which broadcasts across the unceded, traditional, and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Hope you enjoy the show.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it, just name it. Ready? One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
What?
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
You're listening to Songs with Friends.
What I want, you've got, and it might be hard to handle. Like a flame that burns a candle. The candle feeds the flame. And what I got, full stock of thoughts and dreams to scatter.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Songs with Friends. I'm your host, Daniel, and today I'm joined by CITR royalty, a queen, a legend of the CITR radio station, also my co-host on our other show, Fan Club, Tuesdays from 2 to 3, and my co-host for today. I'm, of course, talking about Isia. Hi, hey. Isia.
Hi. Thank you for that very nice intro. I'm very excited to be here on your other show.
Yeah, thank you for finally coming on. I feel like it's been teased since whenever I started this. So now it's finally happening. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I had a lot of fun prepping to be on your show. So I'm excited to share all the songs. And I'm just happy to be here. I feel like you lead a double life with your two different radio shows.
And really?
This is my first peek into your other... You know,
I mean, I'm glad you're here. I feel like I'm probably just like messier on this one than I am with our show because I'm like, I got to keep it together because I'm not the only one doing this. Where if I mess up on this one, I'm like, nobody will be disappointed in me if I mess up. So, well, thank you for being here. Do you want to jump into the first song or do you want to introduce the first song rather? Why did you choose it?
The first song I'll be playing is Johnny Be Good by Peter Tosh. And maybe I'll just talk about it a bit more after we play it.
Sure. Yeah. Let's just play it then. This is Johnny Be Good by Peter Tosh from the album Mama Africa. Do not think I've heard this song, so very excited to hear what it entails, but hope everyone enjoys.
Down in Jamaica.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved. The 22nd edition of DOXA, Documentary Film Festival, returns May 4th to 14th, 2023. This year, DOXA is once again returning to local theaters. CITR and Discorder Magazine are a proud partner of Ma Saigon, a feature-length documentary by Montreal-based filmmaker Kwa Le that constructs a dynamic ode to Saigon's queer and trans communities through a series of intimate character portraits. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there.
Hello, we're back. I don't know why I said it like that. This is Songs with Friends with Daniel and Isia.
Hi.
And you're listening on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Johnny Be Good by Peter Tosh. And that was from the album Mama Africa. Tell me a bit more about why you chose this.
So a little background on the song. It was originally written by Chuck Berry, and it's been covered by at least 30 artists have covered this song.
Oh, wow.
Including Jimi Hendrix and the Sex Pistols, Elton John, Elvis Presley, and many, many others.
Is it one of those royalty-free songs, like Ring Around the Rosie or like...
I think it was just a time people just covered, that was just a standard part of music, was covering each other's songs, and there wasn't a lot of ownership, both legally and I think also personally and artistically, that people felt over songs like people do now.
Yeah. I kind of wish it was still like that.
Yeah. And it's kind of how jazz worked and all these things. People just played this take five. No one's but you didn't write take five, because everyone plays take five. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, but I thought this song when I was a kid, I thought my dad wrote it, because
oh, wow,
he used to sing it to me. When I was a little baby. And I guess I forgot to say this at the beginning, but the kind of overarching theme of the songs I chose this episode are mainly going to be songs that were big to me in my childhood, just because I feel like I'm not actually that sentimental about music now. But I do have a lot of nostalgic connections to songs that I liked when I was a kid.
So a bit of a throwback episode.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
it's age 3 to 12, most of it.
Okay.
Probably, I would say, age 3 to 11. He used to sing it to me. He replaced Johnny Be Good with Isia Be Good, and he replaced Jamaica Stanleyville with Pasua Moshi, Pasua is the neighborhood I was born in Moshi, Tanzania, which is a city.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was he would sing me to sleep with that song, and I'd ask him to sing it again, and I literally thought he wrote it until later in life.
That's so wholesome.
It is.
Was there a lot of music playing in your household growing up? Where do you think your love for music came from?
I feel like there was usually music on. Neither my parents like are musicians or really played music at all, but I don't know. There was like a solid collection of like a kind of interesting mix of musicians going on. That definitely like narrated my childhood. And so I'll be playing some of those songs too later.
Awesome. And you said the album title Mama Africa kind of ties into the second song you chose somehow.
Yeah.
I am curious to hear how that connection exists.
Yeah. So the second song I chose was Malaika by Miriam Makeba, which is also a song that has been covered by many people. And Miriam Makeba is often referred to as Mama Africa because she is just such a like important and kind of legendary musician in Africa. She's South African. And I don't know, do you think we should play the song first?
Or what do you think would explain this song best?
I mean, she does a little nice intro in the song recording itself, so maybe she should give her a little blurb and then I can add on to it.
Let's do it. This is Malaika, and this is the original. I see it was very meticulous to make sure I chose the original recording of this song.
This is her original recording.
It's her original
She isn't the original writer of the song. But
oh, okay.
Yeah, I just really like this version because there's a lot of versions out there by her and other people.
Okay. So. Well, I'm glad we're listening to this version. So this is the original recording from 1974. This is Malaika by Miriam Makeba?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope everyone listening enjoys.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next song comes from Tanzania. It's a song in Swahili, a love song. It simply says, Malaika nakupenda malaika, which simply means, I love you, my angel. Malaika, nakupenda malaika. Ningekuoa madiwe, ningekuoa dada, nashindwa na mali sina we, ningekuoa malaika, nashindwa na mali sina we. Thank you.
kupenda malaika na minifanyeji kijana mwenzio na shindwa na mali sina we stoki wo ningekuwa wa malaika na shindwa na mali sina we ningekuwa wa malaika.
The milk is sour. I've barely been to college and I've been doubtful of all that I've dreamed of. The brink of my
second show added. MRG Live presents Haley Hendricks at the Biltmore Cabaret on April 19th. Haley Hendricks is a rising star in the indie folk scene. Her unique voice and intricate guitar playing will leave you spellbound. Don't miss the chance to see Haley Hendricks perform live at the Biltmore Cabaret. Tickets available at admitone.com.
One hour of happy, happy, fun time music, Fridays at 12 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. One hour of happy, happy, fun time music, Fridays at 12 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And unfortunately, we're all human. Except me, of course.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Songs of Friends. I'm your host, Daniel, and today we're joined by Isia.
Hi.
Hello. You just heard Malaika by Miriam Makeba.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
And
that was her original recording. So can you tell me a little bit more about this? I heard like a welcoming from Tanzania.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that's tied to your heritage in some way.
Well, yeah. So the original song was written by Adam Salim in 1945. And he's Tanzanian. With the like core lyrics of the song, which are Malaika Nakupenda Malaika, which, as she said at the beginning, mean angel, I love you, angel. Mm-hmm. And it's like a super, super famous song in East Africa. I feel like it would be hard to find a East African who doesn't know the song. But even though this version, which is probably one of the more famous ones, is by Miriam Makeba, who's South African. And I don't know, I just picked it because it's like, it's just one of those songs that everyone knows and you hear played in like cafes and people cover it. And I feel like Tanzania isn't known for a lot of like big pop culture things. So it's cool that this is a Tanzanian song at its core.
Would you say like the two songs you've played so far have like influenced your music taste in any way? Because I feel like after these two, it kind of takes like a left turn.
I don't know, like I really like both of the songs now, and but I haven't necessarily like listened to them a lot. I like chose them both just because of them having like, I guess, personal significance in my like heritage, and then also just growing up with my parents. And I mean, I like, I don't know, her song's kind of folksy and nice, and I like reggae, so kind of. I guess it's like kind of influenced my taste, but
fair enough. Yeah, I don't know why, but it reminded me of like the Lauryn Hill Unplugged EP or album or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because it's just also like live and there's talking before, but it just sounded so like intimate and nice, but it was also very like well produced. So yeah, I really liked it. Thanks for bringing it in.
No problem. And I just wanted to say, Miriam Makeba is also just like a really, really cool woman She's a super famous and like important musician in the continent, I would say, and just worldwide. She actually was like coming to fame and was pretty famous during the apartheid, and actually ended up getting exiled from South Africa because she spoke up against it, and she ended up in the States.
Oh, wow.
And then as she spent more time in the States, at first she like gained a lot of success with both like Black and white Americans, and then she got a bit more political, and then like white Americans got angry at that because she was like, you guys suck too, just like in South Africa. And then she ended up getting her citizenship revoked from the States, so she got exiled. I guess because she was in a an immigrant, so it's easier for them to just be like, never mind. And she ended up in Guinea, I think, after that. And she's also, not to like define women by their husbands, but she has really great taste in med, because she was married to Hugh Masekela first, who is this another like really influential African musician. And then she married Stokely Carmichael, also known as Kwame Ture, who was like a leader in the Black Panther Party. I believe she remained married to him until she passed, and they like ended up, they both got exiled to Guinea together. I think she's just like...
Yeah, I would watch a movie about that. That sounds so interesting.
Yeah, she's just... She's Mama Africa.
She's Mama Africa. And do you know if her, like, music style changed when she got exiled to the States? Or was it still pretty, like, consistent with the song we just heard?
Like, this song is a lot, like, more kind of lullaby-y and, like, I don't know, bare bones, I guess I would say that, compared to her other music.
Yeah.
Her most famous song is called Pata Pata, and I think that's a song that kind of blew up when she was in the States, when she moved there. But I honestly, like, I haven't listened to her whole discography, so I couldn't give you a direct answer. But her other songs are a lot more like upbeat and like, I don't know, just they're like bigger and grander than that one. Pata Pata is great. I would recommend you listen to it.
I definitely will. Yeah, that I loved that. And speaking of upbeat, I notice the next song that you have here is looking a little upbeat. So why don't you tell us a little bit about song number three?
Walking on a Dream, Empire of the Sun. Yeah, so I would say the first two songs in my planning, like, those were, like, early, early days songs. Like, I remember both of the, like, those are from my earliest memories as, like, a toddler or like 4 or 5 years old. And then the second section is kind of when I was like developing like my own taste. Yeah, I was like 8, 9, 10 years old. And I had a little iPod Shuffle, a pink one. And my brother put this song on my iPod Shuffle, which I believe he got the song from FIFA. Because FIFA has good soundtracks.
They do. Really good soundtracks.
And besides that, there isn't a lot of like, I don't know, greater importance to the song, like, with the other two, besides me being, like, absolutely obsessed with it.
It slaps.
When I was a kid, I would listen to it over and over and over and over again, and I would, like, choreograph dances to it, and...
like, point. For those not in the studio, I see you just did a little, like, pointing motion, which is great.
Yeah, and it was, like, this song, Summer Love by Justin Timberlake, and I'm Not Your Toy by LaRue. Those three songs are, like, just over and over and over and over again I would listen to, and I was obsessed. We don't have time to play all those, so I'm going to choose this one out of the three. But
do you still listen to those three today, or does it, like, make you cringe now when it
comes on? No, they're all great songs, honestly. I feel like the songs of my childhood, which is why I focused on this era, hold up way more than the music I listened to when I was a teenager. Like, so much more. It's crazy.
Okay, we'll get into what that means after we play this song. So here is Walking on a Dream by Empire of the Sun.
Talking to myself, will I see again?
Hello. You're listening to Songs of Friends on 101.9 FM, CITR. I don't know why I said it in that order.
Abstract.
Abstract, indeed. The song you just heard was Walking on a Dream by Empire of the Sun. And our co-host and the friend in the titular Songs with Friends is Isaiah for today. And while the song was playing, you were telling me that you would play this over and over and over again. Is there like a certain aspect of the song that you're just like, we got to run it back?
I have no idea. I've just, my like 8-year-old brain was like, this song is better than anything I've ever heard in my life. And I don't know, just walk around my house and outside with my little earbuds in.
Yeah.
I think I had pink headphones, actually, these little pink headphones. And it's my pink iPod shuffle.
And I love that.
I would walk around and that's all I would do.
Can like, you like dig that out and bring it to the station
tomorrow? I have no idea where either of those things are. They're gone.
They're gone.
They're like that was like 3 moves ago. I don't know where that's where they are.
I had like a red iPod shuffle. The one, like it was the one that just had like the buttons.
Yeah, that's the shuffle is just like had? A clip. It's like a big clip.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it only holds like maybe 100 songs, maybe. Mm.
Because it had like 4 gigabytes or something or less.
It was tiny, tiny.
Yeah. Did you have like a nano, like with the.
My iPod journey, this is important.
Yes.
So, first.
Let me turn up your mic.
Thank you. iPod Shuffle was like the first. I feel like that was the first gadget I ever got just in general. I was like, this is crazy. Big, big birthday present. And then I got the like. Square one, which I think was.
Like the Square Nano?
The Square Nano.
With the touch. Screen?
No touch, but it was. Oh. I think that was like one of the best iPod designs, and I put it through the laundry, and
no.
It was life ending, and I had to go back to my shuffle, and I was like, no. And then I got the one that was like tall and skinny with the camera on it.
Yeah, the like 0.4 megapixel camera.
Yeah, and it had like 3 games on it.
They had like a maze or something.
Yeah, like very basic games. And then that was my iPod for a while. And I like used an iPod way past it being needed in society. Like
I want one again.
Because I didn't have an iPhone until way later. Like I had my first phone was like a little Samsung flippy one that I got in like 8th grade. So I always carried my phone around and my skinny iPod.
iPod.
What else do you need?
Did you see like Apple patented like AirPods cases with like a touch screen on it? And people were like, this is literally just like an iPod. And I really want one.
The AirPod case holds files?
Well, no, like they're saying it would be like an AirPods case, if you can like picture an AirPods case, but then there'd be like the touch screen like telling you what's playing and
that
stuff.
Connects to your iPhone.
That connects to your phone. So it's like this is just an iPod that has like less capabilities.
Yeah. And like an Apple Watch. Isn't an Apple Watch do that? This is not, we are not sponsored by Apple.
No.
Unless
you
want to
give
way.
Us free things, then we will bend over backwards for you. But anyway, maybe we should move on to your next song.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite songs, so I'm really excited to hear why it's one of yours.
Yeah, so next song is Millionaire by Kellis featuring Andre 3000. I'm trying to remember exactly when this song came into my life. I think around the same time as Walking on a Dream.
Okay.
And similar to that one, I was just like absolutely obsessed with this song. And the production is so good. And I looked up the credits and Andre 3000 did vocals, production, drums, music programming, and keyboards.
Oh, wow.
He's a visionary.
He's a visionary. I want both of them, like Andre and Kellis, to come back because this song is like so good.
Yeah.
It's in my morning playlist and I'll just be like brushing my teeth or like bopping my head to it. Because I really did wake up this morning, as they say in the song. But sorry, this is your episode.
No, no, no. I want to share the love
for
the song with as many people as possible. But yeah, I don't know. And it just completely holds up. And I still listen to the song at this moment in the year of 2023 over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I think every time I listen to it, I have to listen to it at least twice. It's in my little iPhone notes app folder under the list of my favorite songs ever.
Oh, wow.
Millionaire is there because it hits. It hits so hard. And Kellis is a legend. This song is on Tasty, which also had Milkshake on it. Which,
what?
You know, world famous, amazing song. Andre 3000, do I even have to explain?
No.
I don't. And I think we should listen to the song because it's okay. Really good. Yeah.
Here's Millionaire, Kellis, Andre 3000, Tasty, enjoy.
I said, her from the city, so her got to be witty, witty. She said, him from the country, so him got to be funky, funky. It's cheese, there are rats. Wherever there are rats, there are cats. Wherever there are cats, there are dogs. If you got the dogs, you got bitches. Bitches always out to put their paws on your riches. If you got riches, you got glitches. If you got glitches in your life computer, turn it off and then reboot her, now you back on. Can't just put the cap on the old bottle. Once you pop it, that'll spoil it. Gone and drink it and enjoy it. Oh, mama, I'm a millionaire.
Hello.
Hi.
That was Millionaire by Kellis and Andre 3000. Simply one of the best songs ever made, in my opinion. Production.
The production is so good.
So good.
And yeah, I'd say just like in general, Outkast was also a very big presence in my early music taste, mainly because of my brother. Like, So Fresh and So Clean was... it was the hit. I listened to that song a lot. And my dad would sing it, and he'd sound really silly, and it was funny. I don't know.
I love just it.
Love Andre.
Yeah, we were speaking while this song was playing, and I was just saying, I feel like your music taste was so much better at age of 10. And maybe that's because of your brother, maybe not, but I was like I'm the oldest child. So all I had to go off of was like myself and my friends, what we listened to. And I feel like at age 10, all I had was like Check It Out by Will.i.am and Nicki Minaj, and like I Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas, which are like great songs, especially of that time, but I feel like nowhere near the level of like timelessness.
I'm also picking like the best songs from, yeah. Like if this, I could also, if it was accurate completely to what I was listening to, then the Lion King Broadway soundtrack would be on here. So would the Hairspray soundtrack.
Okay, the Hairspray soundtrack is actually really good, though. Like the 2007 movie?
Yeah.
Is that the one you're talking
about? Yeah. I watched that movie, like... Actually, I think I watched the movie over and over and again, but the album actually I had on my phone was the Broadway version.
Oh, okay.
Of the album, but like, same.
I'm not gonna play the song, and if you really don't want to answer the question, you don't have to. But what do you think is like probably the cringiest song you listened to when you were that age? Like, if someone were to like look at your Spotify and that was there, you'd be embarrassed.
I don't know if I'm like super embarrassed about the music I listened to when I was like a child. Like maybe when I was a teenager, that's a different story. But
okay, teenager then. Either way, like this, a song you listened to that like I listened
to the Red Hot Chili Peppers a lot. I was like obsessed with them when I was in eighth grade. I feel like that's my cringiest.
Your
past.
Cringiest era.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I listened to like some pop punk. I was like kind of pretty cringe.
Is that like Pink or like?
No.
Well, that's like... all I could think of when I think of like pop punk music.
It's like Blink 182.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like whiny voices and like that kind
angst.
Of. Yeah, just angsty, like kind of not very good a lot of the time. When I was a kid, like I also loved Disney stuff like Hannah Montana, but I stand by that. Some great songs.
Some of those, like The Climb, classic.
That's a Miley song, not a Hannah Montana song.
Okay,
there's
it was part
difference.
Of the movie.
That's true.
I'm trying to think. I liked the one where she was like, everybody makes mistakes.
That's a good one.
Everybody has those days. And I liked the one where it was like she was trying to choose between the blonde guy and the brown-haired guy. And it was
Logan
like, he
and
could
Jake.
Be the one. Yeah.
He could be the one.
Yeah, that one was good. I don't really remember a lot of the other ones.
Though. See You Again, which was also a Miley song. That was a hit. Seven Things, a hit. I really liked Coldplay when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
Like the...
Viva Love Whatever.
And that song, yeah. But the album with The Scientist on it, pretty good album. I must say it holds up. That one and like Sparks or whatever, the first record, those two. Hold up.
I thought I was a really big Coldplay fan when I was like that age too, but then I realized like a month ago it was One Republic the whole time and like not Coldplay. Like, cause I just conflated the two bands.
Yeah.
But no, Coldplay did not make like Counting Stars or whatever.
No.
But also great. Anyway, your next song is also a bit different from Millionaire. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about this one?
Yeah, so the next song that we're gonna play is Lady Day and John Coltrane by Gil Scott-Heron. This one I picked, this is one of the album that this record is on, Pieces of a Man, is one of my dad's favorite albums, and it was on constant rotation growing up in the car. We like drove a lot, so that was like the main place we listened to music, was on like road trips.
And what would you usually go on road trips to?
This is when we lived in Kenya. So we drive between Kenya and Tanzania a lot to visit my mom's side of the family. And it's like an 8-hour-ish drive from like Nairobi to Moshi. And we probably did that like a countless amount of times.
And how long did you live in Kenya for?
6 years.
Oh, wow.
From like 5 to 11-ish.
Okay. So do you still have pretty like vivid memories of like Kenya and Tanzania? That's cool.
And yeah, all this music was like then when I lived in Kenya. I don't think any of this, the songs I've played before this were birthed in my brain in Canada. Lady Day and John Coltrane. This is a tongue twister. I did hear a lot growing up, but I didn't like fall in love with this album personally until like a few years ago.
Yeah.
And now I'm obsessed. I feel like I've played the song to death in my personal life, but I don't think I've ever actually played it on radio.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard it or ever heard you talk about Gil Scott-Heron until today. So.
He's great. He's amazing. He's an American musician. I think he's from D.C., actually. And he was also a poet in the 70s, very politically active, very legendary. I used to think that this was Obama singing. I can't explain why, but my 8-year-old brain was like, that sounds like Obama. It was not Obama.
Okay, that's definitely going to be in my brain while we play this.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't know if there was any thought behind that. And
does
also,
he say yes we can a lot? Or like...
No, but funnily you mentioned that. The Yes We Can compilation album that Obama's team put out when he was first running for president of the United States was also a very important album to my childhood self.
Oh my God. That's
and really I was funny. Living in Kenya. So Kenya was going off when Obama won. It was like a big moment.
Oh, because Obama is Kenyan.
Yeah, his like dad is Kenyan, I think. Yeah, his dad's Kenyan. He's Luo, fun fact.
Wow.
But he didn't grow up with his dad. Anyways, this is not an Obama show.
He was born
show.
In America.
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
Hawaii. But I digress. It's a good song. We should listen to it.
Good
yeah.
song. Okay. Not by Obama.
Not
but
by
Scott
Obama.
Heron.
And I feel like Gil would not get along with Obama. So I don't want to do that to Gil. Because he's a revolutionary.
Gil. Is he still alive? Do you know?
No. He passed a few years ago. And also another thing about Gil. Actually, I'll go into it after. Let's listen to the song first.
To be continued. Here is Gil Scott-Heron's Lady Day and John Coltrane.
Ever feel kind of down and out? You don't know just what to do. Living all of your days in darkness that the sun shines through.
Listening to Songs with Friends on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Lady Day and John Coltrane by Gil Scott-Heron from the album Pieces of a Man. I don't think I'd ever heard that song, and I really liked it. What did you want to say before we... I can see also, before you go on, I can definitely see the Obama. I feel like he has, like, the timbre of his voice was very Barack-like.
I don't know. Just, that's what I thought as a kid. This song is also on my favorite songs ever list in my notes app. I've probably listened to it, like, a million times because it's so good. And the whole album, Pieces of Man, is so amazing. Highly recommend. Gil has also been sampled to death by hip-hop artists. A lot of people, like, refer to him as, like, godfather of rap or, like, one of the precursors to hip-hop because of his, like, spoken word poetry and just also just, like, his spirit and, like, the kind of music he made and the kind of stuff he was talking about in music. He was very political. Mm-hmm. And when he passed, which I think maybe, I'm not sure, early 2000s, maybe early 2010s, he had a memorial service in Harlem and like Kanye performed and like all these like massive hip hop artists came and performed. Home Is Where the Hatred Is, which is also on this album, is like extremely sampled by many, many people. Revolution Will Be Televised has been sampled by many people or like referenced in many songs.
Yeah.
So his impact is massive. And he's awesome. And he's a very beautiful man.
He has a beautiful... We were looking at his Spotify photo. This guy has, like, the most beautiful cheekbones I've ever seen. Cheekbone goals.
If he didn't want to be a musician, he could have been a top model.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the next song?
Yeah.
Because another, like, left turn...
Yeah. Want to keep eclectic it mix. Eclectic. Yeah. So now we're going to pivot into my teenage self. And as I mentioned earlier, there was a lot of interesting things going on then, which weren't, you know, the best. But one artist that I fell in love with when I was in high school was Jeff Buckley through his song So Real. I instead chose to play Grace. From that same record that So Real is on, because I don't know, I think I like that song more now. And I'm kind of obsessed with the album as a whole, so why not play the title track? Here's Grace by Jeff Buckley.
Before we play it, I just want to quickly ask, how did you find it? Because it did come out like in the 90s. So how did you find this like as a high school student?
I was obsessed with this band called War Paint. We're a band from LA. And I was watching, like, there was this guitar series that... This guy would interview guitarists and talk about their, like, techniques and influences. And the guitarist, Teresa... Sorry, I keep burping. The guitarist, Teresa May...
Shout out Flavor Lab.
Teresa May from War Paint was playing it. And she was like, this song is so pretty. And she was playing So Real. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty. And I looked up So Real. And I was like, wow, this song is awesome. And Jeff Buckley, to me, is one of the best vocalists. Underrated. He sounds like we're playing obviously the recorded version, but like live, he sounds absolutely incredible. He like tragically passed at 30 randomly on tour. He like disappeared in a river.
What?
Very sad. His dad was also a very like big musician, Tim Buckley. So he's our favorite Nepo baby, Jeff. but yeah, truly astronomical talent in my opinion. And... I love him. And he's, like, beautiful. I'm like, what? He's, like, so handsome.
Let's pull up the photo.
And so incredibly talented.
Yeah. I see it.
But, yeah, a lot of music I found in high school was also just, like, YouTube recommended. I was, like, The Strokes was YouTube recommended. And then I became obsessed with them. And same with, like, the Arctic Monkeys and, like, all those bands.
My YouTube recommendations was all, like, Skrillex and David Guetta, which I don't know what that says about me. But your YouTube recommendations sound amazing. So thank you to your YouTube recommendations for bringing us this song today.
Thank you, algorithm.
Yes. Praise YouTube. Here's Grace by Jeff Buckley.
Can do.
You're listening to Songs of Friends with Daniel and Isaiah. The song you just heard was Grace by Jeff Buckley from his album Grace. I'd never heard a Jeff Buckley song ever, I don't think, and I loved that. I loved his like that part was so good.
He's listening to the whole album. Telling you, one of the best vocalists to me, personally.
To her.
To me, and I think I am correct. Male vocalists, for sure.
Yeah.
And then obviously there's a lot of women giving him his run for his money, but I love Jeff.
I'm inclined to agree. That was great. We have like less than 3 minutes left, so we'll only be able to play a little bit of Isaiah's last song. But do you want to tell us a little bit about this song and this artist? Because I know that this artist means a lot to you. I've just heard you talk about him a lot, but yeah.
Yeah. So the last song is Kicker by Alex G. I first saw and heard about Alex G when I was 15 because my friend was going to his show and she needed someone to go with, and I went, and it was so good. And it was in a tiny room with like 150 people, and I love him and I still love Alex G just as much as I did when I was like 15, and probably even more, which is very rare, I think, to like the same musicians that you liked when you're like a teenager with 4 brain cells. And this is probably one of my favorite songs by him, and it's just a lovely song. So,
do you know why you love him more? Is it just like your music taste has shifted more in that direction, or is it like the appreciation is better, or what?
I don't know. He has so many like albums out there, so it's just kind of like an endless well of music to get into, and it's basically, I think, just time to listen to his like earlier stuff that's like on YouTube, and he's like released stuff pretty steadily since I saw him when I was 15, which is pretty awesome. Like, he's probably released like I think at least four albums, which is pretty crazy. So I don't know, he tours, he's great. He works with people. He works with Frank. He worked with
Lil Yachty
on that album, the new one. And I don't know. He's
cool. Okay. Well, thanks for being on the show. Any parting words before I play us out with Alex G?
Thanks for having me on the show. I had a good time.
Thanks for coming on. I had a good time too.
But thank you for listening to my ramblings about...
They weren't ramblings. They were soliloquies.
Soliloquies.
Yes. Here's Kicker by Alex G. We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.